This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Your bite-sized daily roundup of the biggest news from the world of film. This is The Daily Reel with Van Conner.
Hello and welcome to the Weekly Reel for July 5th to the 9th, 2021. This is our weekend omnibus edition for those of you who want a longer show with fewer episodes without missing any of the week's film industry and entertainment news. And what a week it was. Tom Hanks turned 65, the American Pie franchise turned 22, the first proper RoboCop video game in two decades was announced, and all of this was kicking off. The director of the forthcoming live-action Clifford the Big Red Dog movie has spoken about an unusual difficulty the crew faced in creating the feature. If you were to hazard a guess just what it was about the enormous scarlet canine which caused such challenges, your first guess would probably be something sane, such as filming a feature with a giant CG creature who couldn't possibly be on set. But in actuality, Helmer Walt Becker has said that there was something much simpler and stranger which caused multiple sleepless nights during production. The beloved children's books character's precise shade of red. According to Becker, in what is the weirdest example of overthinking ever read out on this show, it's a tight wire act of red, and sometimes too red makes him feel not real. And then not enough red makes him feel like we're not really giving this character we all grew up with life as a red dog. So it was finding the balance and basically putting that red right to the edge. Originally created by author Norman Bridwell in 1963, the character has been an enduring staple of children's literature ever since. An ordinary, albeit confusingly red pup, he grew extra large because his owner Emily loved him so much. The new flick will star Darby Camp, Jack Whitehall, Tony Hale, and John Cleese, and is set to arrive in all its resplendently red glory in cinemas on the 17th of December.
Hi, my name is Emily Elizabeth, and this is Clifford, my big red dog.
Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins has given an update on her forthcoming foray into the galaxy far, far away, Star Wars Rogue Squadron. Almost exactly a year ago now, Jenkins was announced to be spearheading a brand new Star Wars project, to be centered around a daring group of pilots in a brave new era for the franchise. According to the woman herself, Jenkins had been working on the project for 6 months before it was reported, and its script, from recently announced screenwriter Matthew Johnson, is now almost complete. But of course, as with all Star Wars movies, Jenkins has to work in close collaboration with the Lucasfilm Story Group, responsible for making sure that the ever-growing canon of the world George Lucas created all fits together. Speaking to that process, Jenkins stated, "It's an entirely different way of working. I'm on the phone with all of them and doing Zoom meetings with everyone involved all the time. I'm fairly free to do the story that we want to do, but you really need to know who's done what, who's doing what, where it goes. It's a whole other way of working." Casting on Rogue Squadron is expected to begin shortly, and the film is slated for release on the 22nd of December, 2023.
Stick close, Red 5. Where are you going?
Put all of them in. I'm trying to lose them.
Red 5, I need help.
Downton Abbey needs a little longer to finish preparations, and will now reopen its doors 3 months later than planned. The wildly successful ITV period drama, created by Oscar winner Julian Fellowes, first made its move to the big screen in 2019, courtesy of director Michael Engler. Considering that it brought in $238 million worldwide on a budget of just $13 million, it's altogether unsurprising that a sequel's on the way. Unfortunately for fans, though, we'll just have to wait a little longer. Set to star its beloved returning cast, cast, including Michelle Dockery, Hugh Bonneville, and Dame Maggie Smith. Downton Abbey 2 will also introduce series newcomers Hugh Dancy, Laura Haddock, Natalie Bay, and Dominic West. Penned by Fellows and helmed by My Week with Marilyn Simon Curtis, the film had been previously penciled in for the 22nd of December. However, due to unexplained delays, rumoured to be caused naturally by the pandemic, the picture will now open internationally on the 18th of March next year instead.
I'm so looking forward to seeing your mother again. When I'm with her, I'm reminded of the virtues of the English.
But isn't she American?
Exactly.
Richard Donner, the paradigm-shifting director of such cinematic classics as Superman the Movie, The Goonies, and the Lethal Weapon series, has died at the age of 91. Born in the Bronx as Richard Donald Schwarzberg, Donner began his career as a small-time theatre and television actor, before shifting his focus to the other side of the camera. Getting his start directing television, Donner would later break out on the big screen with 1976's Gregory Peck-led occult horror classic, The Omen. From there came possibly his most iconic film, 1978's Superman the Movie. The worldwide smash hit starred Christopher Reeve, Margot Kidder, Gene Hackman, and Marlon Brando, was nominated for 3 Oscars and won a special one for its groundbreaking effects. Arguably the greatest Superman film ever made, the picture has gone on to become the template for every superhero origin story seen since. From there, he crafted popular comedy The Toy in 1982, before taking on the Christopher Columbus and Steven Spielberg penned family adventure The Goonies in 1985. An unwavering symbol of childhood in the 80s, beloved to this day, and a feature which still inspires projects such as Netflix's Stranger Things. Then, in 1987, Donner launched the Lethal Weapon series. The Danny Glover, Mel Gibson, buddy cop franchise would run for 11 years, spawn 3 sequels and a TV show, and make over $900 million at the international box office. In his later years, following such hits as Scrooge and Maverick, the man would go on to become a prolific producer, even being partly responsible for Fox's 13-film X-Men franchise, which itself grossed $2.5 billion. No cause of death has been given for the iconic director's passing, but Richard Donner is survived by his wife of 36 years, Lauren, and an enduring legacy of celluloid that will outlive us all.
They can be a great people, Kal-El, they wish to be. They only lack the light to show the way. For this reason, above all, their capacity for good. I have sent them you, my only son.
Powerhouse studio A24 has acquired the distribution rights to Icelandic director Valdimar Johansson's debut feature, the supernatural thriller Lamb. The film, which stars the girl with the dragon tattoos Noomi Rapace, follows childless Icelandic couple Maria and Ingvar, who find a mysterious newborn in their barn and with whom the unexpected prospect of family life initially brings joy. However, they soon face the consequences of defying the will of nature and will ultimately be consumed by their discovery. Johansson will direct from a script he co-wrote, with the picture also starring Hilmar Sonia Gunnarsson and Bjorn Hilner Haraldsson. Lamb's set to debut Uncertain Regard at the Cannes Film Festival on the 13th of July, and will release here in the UK in limited screenings later this year.
Your report, very detailed. For me, it wasn't very entertaining.
It wasn't meant to be.
When I write about people, I try to entertain the reader.
Vanstrom wasn't entertained much.
Stephen Dorff has blasted Marvel Studios, expressing both pity for Scarlett Johansson and a defiance in picking his acting roles. In a recent interview with The Independent, Dorff, villain of the Marvel Comics adaptation Blade and star of such high thespian watermarks as Fear.com, Sex Guaranteed, and Alone in the Dark, raged, "I still hunt out the good because I don't want to be in Black Widow. It looks like garbage to me. It looks like a bad video game." Again, star of Alone in the Dark. Continuing on, Dorff doubled down on his assessment of the current most popular film franchise in the world, saying he felt embarrassed for Scarlett Johansson. "I'm sure she got paid $5-7 million, he continued, "but I'm embarrassed for her. I don't want to be in those movies. I really don't. I'll find that kid director who's going to be the next Stanley Kubrick, and I'll act for him instead." It's important to note, of course, that this is the same Stephen Dorff who counts amongst his filmography Stuart Gordon's poorly received 90s sci-fi romp Space Truckers, in which he played a cosmic courier who transported genetically engineered cube-shaped pigs, and who once became incensed on the set of that same movie when one of the very much a puppet evil robots didn't return his desire for conversation. The aforementioned Black Widow, meanwhile, is set to be Johansson's swan song in the MCU and is due to finally be released this week on the 7th of July.
I know you're out there.
I know you know I'm out here. So we're going to talk like grown-ups?
Is that what we are?
The Greatest Showman star and former Wolverine Hugh Jackman has set the internet ablaze with rumours that he could be set to unsheathe his claws once more. Now, the circumstances here are tenuous at best, so take this one with a truck-sized heaping of salt, but it began earlier this week with Jackman sharing a work by popular artist Boss Logic. For those unaware, Boss Logic began as a creator of impressive fan art, but has since graduated to working freelance for big studios, creating dynamic posters for films such as Avengers Endgame and Mortal Kombat. Following Jackman's sharing of the piece, which depicted Wolverine's arm with his claws out, the Bad Education star then posted his own image of a meeting he was undertaking with the head of Marvel Studios, Kevin Feige. Now, a meeting is not, by any means, any kind of confirmation, but this wouldn't be the first time Feige had reached out to an iconic performer from Fox's X-Men films. In fact, earlier this year, Sir Patrick Stewart confirmed that he turned down an offer to return as Professor Charles Xavier in the MCU. Such meetings happen all the time, and Jackman is, after all, currently 52 years old. But perhaps more likely than a full return would be a cameo in the already announced Deadpool 3, something lead Ryan Reynolds has been vying for over 5 years now. Hugh Jackman last appeared as his most famous character in James Mangold's 2017 send-off Logan, and can next be seen in Lisa Joy's directorial debut, Reminiscence, out on the 20th of August.
Excuse me, I'm Eric Lentra.
Charles Xavier.
Go f*** yourself.
Exceedingly important news out of the Cannes Film Festival yesterday, Paddington 3 now has a start date. The beloved bear from Peru's return was confirmed back in February, much to the delight of children and discerning adults of sublime taste everywhere. The threequel will naturally follow on from the adventures of the first two movies, which are both directed by Paul King, and together made over $500 million at the global box office. The new film will not be helmed by King, though, but he has co-written the feature with Simon Farnaby and Mark Burton. Instead, the project will begin the search for a director shortly and will presumably settle on one with a penchant for marmalade sandwiches. Studio Canal have announced that Paddington 3 will begin shooting during the second quarter of 2022, with a 2023 release date expected.
Do bears even have names?
Of course we do. My name is...
Beg your pardon?
Right. The Fast and Furious franchise's Tyrese Gibson has signed on to join Ray Liotta and Scott Eastwood in the forthcoming thriller April 29, 1992. Clunky title aside, the timely feature will hail from the Iceman director Ariel Roman, and will be based on the riots which occurred on said date in Los Angeles. Riots which began in retaliation for an act of horrific police brutality undertaken against activist Rodney King. Transformers star Gibson has been riding high since the box office success of F9 The Fast Saga, though it's unclear exactly who he'll play in the flick. Liotta and Eastwood, for their part, are on board as a father and son, caught in the middle of a heist gone wrong on that very night. April 29, 1992 is, rather ironically, presently without a release date. Meanwhile, Tyrese Gibson can next be seen in Sony's Marvel vampire picture Morbius, due out on the 19th of January next year.
Hey, what you want? Pocket! Red pocket! No black pocket! You got pocket! Left cheek! Left cheek! Left cheek!
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Robert Downey Sr., director and father to Robert Downey Jr., has died peacefully in his sleep at the age of 85. Downey Sr., a prolific counterculture director, was best known for helming the 1969 satire Putney Swope. It starred Arnold Johnson, Joe Madden, and Mel Brooks, and boldly took on the advertising world, the portrayal of race in Hollywood films, the white power structure, and the nature of corporate corruption. In 2016, he was chosen by the Library of Congress to be preserved by the United States National Film Registry for being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. In a tribute, Downey Jr. posted on social media confirmation of his father's passing and said that it came, quote, after years of enduring the ravages of Parkinson's, but he was a true maverick filmmaker and remained remarkably optimistic throughout. Downey Jr. then went on to praise his stepmother, author Rosemary Rogers Downey, calling her a saint and thanking her for caring for her husband for so long. Robert Downey Sr. is survived by his wife and two children.
Sonny Williams again. He was a guest on Dating Game, and when he didn't win, he stood up and exposed himself again. CBS went off the air for 7 hours.
Bail him out and get him in here.
TriStar Pictures have finally signed a director for the studio's forthcoming remake of musical classic Guys and Dolls, settling on Oscar winner Bill Condon. Condon has a proven track record when it comes to movie musicals, having penned 2002's Chicago and having both written and directed 2006's Dreamgirls. More recently, he helmed Disney's musical live-action remake of Beauty and the Beast and co-wrote The Greatest Showman. The 1950 Tony Award-winning musical has been adapted to the screen memorably once before, in a glossy 1955 feature that starred Marlon Brando as Sky Masterson and Frank Sinatra as Nathan Detroit. A 20th Century Fox remake had been planned as far back as 2013 and was moving towards filming, with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Channing Tatum filling in the Brando and Sinatra parts respectively. Unfortunately, with Disney's purchase of Fox, that project fell by the wayside, allowing the rights instead to be picked up by TriStar. No release date for Condon's Guys and Dolls has been set, but pre-production is expected to begin in earnest this month.
What brings all these senior delinquents together?
They got lonely. How do I know?
And why are they all wearing red carnations?
They are also all wearing pants.
You are up to no good, Detroit.
Is it now a crime to wear flowers? Is Mindy suddenly a hideout for gangsters? Lieutenant, I'll confess. We're smuggling hot cheesecake into Canada.
Rocketman's Taron Egerton has signed on to replace Robert Pattinson, and director Claire Denis stars at noon. Pattinson, who previously worked with Denis on the critically acclaimed High Life, dropped out due to scheduling conflicts, reportedly brought on by the delays to the filming of Matt Reeves' The Batman. Golden Globe winner Edgerton started his career in Matthew Vaughn's Kingsman: The Secret Service, but quickly established himself as a dependable dramatic actor in features such as Eddie the Eagle and the aforementioned Elton John biopic Rocketman. Claire Denis' new project, Stars at Noon, will adapt the 1986 novel of the same name by writer Denny Johnson. A sweeping historical romantic drama thriller, the picture will follow a female American anti-war reporter during the 1984 Nicaraguan Revolution. The reporter, set to be played by Margaret Qualley, soon meets a handsome employee of a suspicious British oil operation in the bar of a decrepit luxury hotel. Their newfound love is tested, however, when they're forced to flee for the border amidst political unrest. Edgerton will, of course, be on board as the Handsome Brit, and the feature, produced by Curiosa Films and RT Features, is set to be distributed by A24. There's no release date for Stars at Noon as yet, but shooting will commence shortly.
I think you're overreacting.
No, Bernie,
You are underreacting. They are the geniuses of American music. I can't go out there in front of that lot.
Okay, okay.
Kingsman, the Secret Service director Matthew Vaughn has set his next foray into the spy genre and has gathered an incredible all-star cast. The film, entitled Argyle, will adapt the forthcoming novel by author Ellie Conway and will follow the world's greatest spy on a mission that will take him across the globe. Already on board for the feature are Henry Cavill, Sam Rockwell, Bryce Dallas Howard, Bryan Cranston, John Cena, Catherine O'Hara, and Samuel L. Jackson, alongside one other notable individual. Hugely popular singer Dua Lipa has also signed on to make her acting debut, with the pop star also agreeing to write and perform a Bond-style theme, as well as other elements of the score. There's no word on just who everyone will be playing as of yet, and story details remain under wraps, but given Cavill has notably auditioned for the role of 007 in the past, it's not hard to imagine he'll be taking on the role of the eponymous secret agent. Argyle's intended to be the start of a new franchise, with at least three films currently planned. Shooting will take place across America and Europe and is set to begin this August. There's no release date scheduled as yet, but the novel is due out next year.
Holy s***. You're the guy that caught him, aren't you? How long do you think he's gonna keep that to himself?
We'll burn that bridge when we get to him.
Netflix's biggest original feature to date, the hotly anticipated action blockbuster Red Notice, now has a release date. Starring Dwayne Johnson, Gal Gadot, and Ryan Reynolds, the film will be directed by Johnson's frequent collaborator, skyscraper and central intelligence helmer Rawson Marshall Thurber, from a script he also penned himself. The movie will center around Johnson as the FBI's top profiler, teaming up with Gadot's world-renowned art thief and Reynolds' gifted conman, after Interpol issues a global Red Notice. A call to hunt and capture the world's single most wanted criminal. Originally set to be released as a joint project between Universal and Legendary Pictures, the picture was deemed too expensive and bought out by Netflix, costing the streamer $130 million, a figure that hadn't been bested until just recently, when the company bought two forthcoming sequels to Rian Johnson's Knives Out for $400 million. Red Notice is now slated to drop on demand for Netflix customers and as a limited theatrical release on the 12th of November.
Nowhere to run, Agent Stone. Just like Caracas.
Caracas would have worked if you trusted me like Calvin trusts me.
No. That is not true. I do not trust him.
After dramatically shutting down a project with his exit, actor John Boyega has signed up to save indie drama 892. Just 1 month ago now, Boyega made headlines by suddenly departing Netflix's Rebel Ridge mid-shoot. Though Netflix released a statement at the time, citing family reasons, later reports established that it had in fact been down to a dissatisfaction with the script, his lodgings, and other elements. The Star Wars alum's reps denied such claims, but the unexpected loss of its lead eventually led to Rebel Ridge shutting down entirely, costing dozens of crew members their jobs. Filming supposedly set to continue with a new lead actor in the spring of next year. For now, though, Boyega has joined 892, an indie that, in a curious twist of fate, was itself on the verge of collapse after losing its lead. Originally, Jonathan Majors had been cast to lead the project, but shifting start dates meant that shooting would have clashed with Marvel's Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, a feature that'll introduce Majors' would-be recurring supervillain, Kang the Conqueror. Due to be the directorial debut of Abhi Damaris Corbin, who co-wrote the script with Kwame Kwayama, 892 will follow a war veteran who faces mental and emotional challenges upon rejoining civilization. No release dates known as yet.
He can't beat us every time.
And apparently he does.
How does he do it?
This guy right here? It's because he cheats.
I'm kidding.
Oh, come on, take your
turn. 250
years old.
You're taking forever. That's cheating. That's why we think you're cheating.
New releases you can find in UK cinemas this weekend include Truffle Hunters, the indie drama The Surrogate, 1921, the sci-fi sequel Occupation, Rainfall, To Be Someone, Jumbo, Poster Boys, Martin Eden, Tove, and Marvel Studios' long-delayed Black Widow, which is also available to stream on Disney Plus's Premier Access tier. While new on DVD and Blu-ray this week are the reboot of Mortal Kombat and the island-set Jamie Dornan rom-com Wild Mountain Time. That was your weekly reel for July 5th to July 9th, 2021. Have a great weekend, stay safe, keep it cinematic, and we'll be back in the ticket booth come Monday.
The Daily Reel is a Candy Store production, presented by Van Conner and written by Calvin Prickett. All information is correct at the time of writing, and source links are in the description for each episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all good podcast platforms, or ask Alexa to install the Daily Reel skill for your morning flash briefing. Follow the show on social at Daily Reel Pod, and we'll be back every weekday. Until then, keep it cinematic.
Drink great gin. Make a difference. We handcraft our gins with only the finest botanicals and use our profits to support charities and initiatives that provide relief to struggling hospitality workers. Visit hospitalitygin.co.uk to find out more. Hospitality Gin. Drink great gin. Make a difference.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.